100.7 WHUD 715 with Mike and Casey.
And we're talking again live with George Latimer, the Westchester County Executive. And, sir, welcome back to the program. We appreciate your availability during these difficult and busy times. I know that there's a lot of activity near the county center in White Plains. Tell everybody what's going on.
Well, good morning, Mike. Good morning, Casey. Over at the county center, which is home for high school basketball, we've actually had some professional basketball there, the WNBA and exhibits and what have you, is now being turned into a temporary hospital. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has been in there along with the State Health Department, and as they've done at the Javits Center and some of the other major exhibit halls around the country, they've set it up both indoors and outdoors to have somewhere between 100 to 120 additional hospital beds to be prepared for what may happen. We've got a little over 3,000 hospital beds in Westchester County right now. The governor has asked the hospitals to add to that number by reconfiguring their existing space. And then these additional 100-plus beds hopefully will help us handle the surge, which, as everyone talks about, coming when we have the most number of cases that need hospital service at the same time. Pretty amazing to watch. I'm going to tour it later today with the mayor of White Plains. And it does show that we're making preparations and we're trying to be ready for the worst-case scenario.
Right. Now, is this location going to be used for people with COVID-19 or for the overflow to keep them other people separate from hospitals?
Yeah, the professionals haven't told us yet one way or the other. It's pretty much for us irrelevant. It's really a medical decision as to how they want to handle the cases they have. Right now, we have, at the moment, 1,000 people who are hospitalized with COVID-related diseases in Westchester. We have 3,000 beds. So we have not hit the point at which we've run out of beds. So I assume if they can keep the COVID patients in a hospital setting with more immediate equipment around them, that's the better strategy. But we don't really know. And we're going to leave it in the hands of the professionals.
We're talking with Westchester County Executive George Latimer. I guess it would be great if everyone went through this and set it all up and then there was nobody to treat.
Mike, I would be the happiest guy in the world to have them deconstruct it and turn it back over for exhibit purposes, you know, other fun events. That's how I associate, you know, the county center. Saw the Beach Boys there once upon a time, so I'd like to see that again.
Yeah, I think I was at that show, too. Westchester County Executive George Latimer, what other issues are affecting the people of Westchester because of this pandemic?
Well, right now, I think everybody understands that health is the number one issue, but right behind it is the economy. And we clearly, everywhere, has suffered a terrible hit. Individuals are unemployed, don't know how they're going to, you know, make rent payments. You have businesses, small business owners particularly, that are impacted when the businesses are closed or there's really nobody out there going to shop in any traditional way. There's two things we're trying to do to deal with the economic side of this. The first thing is we have our economic development people putting together a team of folks who can help small businesses apply for some of the benefits that the federal government has put out there, the SBA loans and so forth. They're complicated, and the average small business person may not know exactly how to sit and do the paperwork. We're training a group of people to be able to help them. We'll make outreach and try to help these guys get the applications in. The feds apparently made some money available. I don't really know all the specifics, but the people that need to know do. And, you know, that is the direction that they're moving in as well. So we're hopeful that, you know, we'll see some movement on the economic development side. It still is secondary to the health concerns, but you can't forget about it in its entirety, and you have to be ready to move on it. Also, I put a proposal before the county legislature. I don't know if they're going to adopt it or not, but it would take the April 30th deadline on county taxes for towns and move it to July 15th without any penalty. There are some implementation problems with the towns, but we would try to work through them. We think it's a way to give people a break, to give them a later deadline, and it lines up with the federal and the state taxes that are now due on July 15th.
We're talking with Westchester County Executive George Latimer. The governor has been talking quite a bit about the gap in the state budget due to lost tax revenues because of the shutdown. I imagine that Westchester County certainly is impacted the same way with its budget.
Yeah, Mike, you imagined correctly. And I'm sorry to say, I think all of our other fellow counties in the Hudson Valley, most of the towns and the cities, you know, what it comes down to is this. We rely on sales tax revenue for an important part of our revenue. Sales has dropped dramatically. It's not non-existent, but it's dropped dramatically, sales tax revenue. We have hotel occupancy tax revenue. Hotels are dying right now. They're empty, and that revenue stream has dropped. we eliminated bus fares on our buses because we're trying to protect the drivers and, have people enter and exit the back so they don't infect the drivers. So we've had to forego bus fares. That's a revenue stream that's lost. So when you start going down the list of things, that's a problem. And then on the other side of the coin, we're spending tremendous overtime, personnel costs in the health department. You don't want to give out health care based on, here's a quarter, here's a dime. You want to do whatever you can do to save lives. But we're incurring costs and we're losing revenues. And, we're hopeful that that's understood by the federal government when they look at how they're going to, help us rebound from this.
Right. And even when the ban is lifted and we can all move about again, we're not going to be spending exactly the same way we were spending a month ago.
No, I think our lives have changed. I mean, because of what you guys do for a living, you're much more in contact with a broad sweep of people. Most people don't really think much about government until something happens, and then they turn and look and say, you better do this. But when you look at the broad swoop of people across, we've had such a strong economy because people felt confident. They went out and they bought things, and, they did things that bespeak of having the confidence you're going to keep your job. Once you start to question whether your job is stable, whether you're going to have the money you need to do the things you want, then you get more tentative about how you spend. And it's been the consumer spending that's been the great engine of this economic success we've had going back to 2009 when we started to pull out of the last recession that we had. That was around the bank failure. So we've had 10 years of pretty solid go-go growth. And, now I think it's going to be much slower. There's certainly going to be growth after this is over, no question. But will it immediately boom right back up to the maximum levels? Less likely,
Yeah. Westchester County Executive George Latimer. Love to wrap it up on a positive note after hearing such, accurate doom and gloom. But, you have to talk about it because that's what's happening to us. It's, unbelievable. But is there a glimmer of anything hopeful in what you're seeing either in the statistics or the outcome of all this?
Yeah, I think, Mike, there's the beginning of a light at the end of the tunnel that reflects the fact that in Westchester, which had its first patient four weeks ago, and now we have 14,000 people that are have tested positive. We have already over 4,000 people that tested positive that have gone 2 weeks and have not gotten sick. So when we think about how many active cases we have in Westchester, even if the chart says 14,000 positive, it's more like 10,000. We have 1,000 people hospitalized. That's a lot of people, but that's still about only 10% of the active cases. That's good, because when you look at the areas where this thing really hit badly, you had 20% of the cases hospitalized, and that's when your system was overtaxed. So, I see at the edge a glimmer of things that we could work through, but as long as we don't press it, it's like you're in the third inning of a baseball game and you have a lead. It's not the end of the game. You got a lot of baseball to play yet.
Right.
But you'd rather be ahead than behind, and I think right now we're dealing with it. It could change tomorrow, but I think that there's a glimmer that we're heading, in the right path.
All right, and the message is to everyone still stay home?
Stay home, wash your hands, be with your family, be with the people that you love, and we'll get through this.
George Latimer, thank you so much for your time again. I'm sure we'll be talking again probably next week, and you can bring us up to date, maybe even more good news then.
I'll do my best to bring good news, Mike. Casey, have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.